Hey, okay. It's 11:57. This has just been the time I've been waking up. I haven't been setting alarms though or anything. But I'm getting used to it. Like, it feels late, sort of. Like, oh, you're getting up at noon. But I used to get up at 7 or 8 or whatever. 8, I guess, to be at work at 9. Oh, no. I would get up at, like, I lived close to my job. My last few years, or a year, a couple years, whatever. But as you said, I'd get up at 8 to be at work at 9. Right, and then there's nothing getting done there. I'm just getting up and like jumping in the shower and putting on my khaki pants and shit, right, and go to work. I don't have to do any of that stuff. I don't have to put on khakis. I don't have to commute to any place. I don't have to bring myself anywhere. I'm at work right now. This is, now I get to work, eat a bagel, look at some email, look at the news, whatever. I kind of don't get first hour, I don't get shit done, right? That's like not even, I'm not even there. I'm just like relaxed, drinking my coffee and shit. Say, now it's 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock, I'm kind of thinking about what do I got to do. I'm looking at what I got to do, but I'm not doing it. Get another cup of coffee. You know, talk to a couple people. You know, go visit this cube. Go visit that office. Hey, how you doing? Kill time, basically. Then my point is, I could go through the whole day. It's a bunch of me wasting time. I don't get to work at noon. At noon, I'm in Cozy. They don't exist anymore. It used to be a big sandwich chain, Cozy, flatbread, loved it. Every day I'm down there getting a turkey and bread. I'm not starting work till 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I would work from 1 to 4. Then I'm winding down. So I think it's all good. And if I had a day job. I'd be at it right now, right? So, like, that time would be taken up by, like, that job. Even if I wasn't working at it. It'd be, like, taken up by me not working, but I'm awake. But big deal, I'm awake. So what? Is something additional getting done by me being awake? I don't think so. So Deadpool 2 last night. I enjoyed that film. Is good. That's my movie review. I could be the best movie reviewer in the business. So yeah, it's good. Go see it. I would recommend. Even if you don't have Movie Pass, Deadpool 2 is. I don't even think you need to see. You see the first one. First one's good too. Jacqueline didn't see the first one. She enjoyed this one. So. It's it works independently. All right, let's look at the news. Investigators, missile brought down Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 over Ukraine in 2014 was from Russian military. Well, we do that, right? Well, I guess now there's evidence, and evidence has become meaningless, so let's not even bother. Trump says Singapore summit with North Korean leader Kim is canceled. Well, who could have saw that coming? Hey, I wanted it to happen. I don't want those people to have nuclear weapons, but people were acting like it was a done deal. Like, oh yeah, no. North Korea's gonna get rid of all their nuclear weapons. No, Kim Jong-un is crazy, and he realized those mean tweets meant business. I don't want to talk about it. Where is a positive story? Where's a happy positive story? Okay, so this isn't a positive story, really, but woman says her Amazon device recorded private conversation, sent it out to random contact. I mean, it's fun. You have an Echo, you know, hey Alexa. That's my problem with that, is the names of the things. Like, even the Siri is like annoying to say hey, and then hey Alexa. My brothers both have Alexas. When I'm at their house, they always have to do at least one hey Alexa. And then it's like, I'm not impressed. I know they exist. You're not living in the future. Well, by definition, we're not living in the future. We're living in the present, always. But they'll get rid of your Alexa, man. It's recording your shit. So if you start like saying talking about someone in your family, saying, oh, you know, I'm not gonna even say anything. Because right now, I'm recording this and putting it out, so I don't have an Alexa, but I just go ahead and record my own conversations and send them out to everybody. Well, they're available to everybody. They get to a select group. All right, let's. Oh, man, Morgan Freeman? Women accuse Morgan Freeman of inappropriate behavior, harassment? Come on, man. What the fuck, dude? I'm sick of this shit. All these motherfuckers. Can we just get. I understand by the name, these accusations kind of come out as they come out, and I'm not, but God, let's just do whoever is a working actor of any kind right now, everybody that is a famous working, you're fired. I'm sorry, we're not losing any, you're all gone, and we're starting over. We're just starting over. I think all of SAG. I'm not in SAG, so I'm good. I'm ready to move up to leading man. From background extra in Luke Cage. I'm ready to just star in the movie. Non-SAG extra. Get rid of them all. You don't need this shit. What, every day? It's another. Well, not every day. It's slowing down, but still. Morgan Freeman. It's too bad. Talented actor. Now you've ruined Shawshank Redemption with your inability to treat women properly. Judge, president can't block critics on Twitter. So, gonna have to unblock. I'm not blocked. I don't tweet anything at him, at the president, because I feel like you still, you know, you're gonna end up on a list. I'm probably already on a list. See, I say that, but I don't really feel like I'm gonna make it on a list. I think I maybe was on a list at some point, and then they're like, well, this guy's not capable of anything. Don't worry about him. Well, you're on my list of best people in the world for listening to this piece of shit podcast. All right. See you fucks tomorrow. We love you.